Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Tell me, I believe that when you dance and slowly stuck in your Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos, with you here for game 2 of 6 at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. The Marauders taking on Jupiter Hammerheads on a sunny, relatively cool, about a perfect August evening for baseball on the east side of the Sunshine State. The Marauders, after a tough 7-2 defeat yesterday, tied 8-8 in hits with the Hammerheads, but unable to convert on some key scoring chances. Roll into this one tonight with a lineup that features Mitch Jebb in the top spot. He'll play it short. White Jr. will bat second and play center. Nolasco third and right. Davies Stidall cleaning up in left. Jordani De Los Santos bats fifth, plays at third. Omar Alfonso DHing and batting sixth. Castillo Jerez and Planchart at second, first, and catching go 7, 8, and 9 for Bradenton. Jacob Miller, the starter tonight for Jupiter, 1-3 record in 11 starts, 4.62 ERA, 48 2/3 pitch, 37 strikeouts, 20 walks, a 1.21 whip. Marauders going to have to fight to get base runners on this evening. For Bradenton, Owen Kellington will be the starter when they go out defensively in the bottom half of the first inning. Defensively for the Hammerheads, Sam Prater catches, Vrondenberg at first, Lewis and Olmstead at second and short, Jordan McCants at third, Robertson left, DeLeo in center, with Mark Coley the second patrolling right field. Bradenton three games outside of first place, still trailing those Lakeland Flying Tigers, hoping to get one game back on them here tonight. We'll step aside for the anthem and come back for the first pitch in a few minutes here. Hammerheads and Marauders on the Marauder Radio Network coming up next. Back here after the national anthem at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, spring training home of the Astros and Nationals. Nationals, the 2019 World Series champions. The Astros have two alleged World Series championships in the last 5 years. Marauders in their alternate black numbers tonight up top, gray pants, white tops and white bottoms with a black cap for the home team. Connor Crowell behind home, Justin Hopkins on the bases, as with every game here this week. There is no ABS, there is no challenge system, and as I was thinking about trying to figure out why that is, what would make a lot of sense is that a major league ballpark is not equipped for ABS and the challenge system. Starter Jacob Miller getting his warm-up tosses in. His last time out, a 4 1/3 inning pitch start at St. Lucie a week ago, gave up 5 hits. One earned run, striking out 4 and walking 1. Marauders coming to this one, dropping each of their last two. Looking to right the wrongs. Mitch Jebb into the batter's box for Bradenton. He had a solid game yesterday. Mitch with a double, a single, finished 2 for 5 on the night. Miller set on the mound, his first pitch to Mitch. 299 average for Jeb. Pitch home. Call the strike upstairs. Breaking ball lands, 0-1 to start. Underway at 633 local. 0-1. Weak grounder towards the left side. Tough play for Miller coming off the mound. He fields and throws to first, not in time. An infield spinning bunt single for Mitch Jebb to lead off the game. And that's where his speed comes into play in a big way. Brings up Lonnie White Jr., 262 hitter this year, 403 on base percentage. Batting 256 in the last 10 games. Struck out twice but doubled to score a run yesterday. Finished 1 for 4. First pitch to White Jr. way up and in. Fastball at 90 on the gun. Brushes by the chin makes it 1-0. Jonathan Johnston coaching third. Gustavo Amaña at first. The 1-0 pitch to Lonnie. Swing and a miss. He's laid at a high and tight fastball. Really good spot for Miller. Ties up White Jr. to even the count at 1-1. Jeb leads off first. Conservative lead for him. Has 8 stolen bases this year. As White Jr. takes. Slider low and away. Gets the corner for strike 2 called. Wind blown out to left field tonight. 336 to right, 330 to left. 406 to dead center here. The 1-2. Misses off the edge. Outside for ball 2. Pair of piece pitch. Upcoming to Lonnie. Might be one of the nicest nights for baseball we've had in a really, really long time. The 2-2 to White Jr. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He's way late at a elevated fastball just off the zone. For strike 3 and out number 1. Rodolfo Nolasco up. One of the hottest hitters in the lineup for Bradenton. Hitting 387 in the last 10. 215 on the air. The team leader in homers and RBI. Takes here. Slider gets the outer edge. Called a strike 0-1. Nolasco last night. A pair of doubles and a walk. Finish the night 2-for-3. The 0-1 from Miller. Nolasco cuts and misses down to an E, chasing a changeup at the bottom edge of the strike zone to fall behind 0-2. We'll be keeping an eye on the Clearwater-Lakeland game. That start delayed due to rain. The 0-2 to Rodolfo misses way upstairs. A bit off the outer edge, 1-2 now. Marauders 3 games back, 17 to go, including tonight's contest. Their biggest deficit of the second half. A pickoff throw to first. Mitch takes one step in the literal sense. Back safely. Very conservative lead for him. Still able to get a lot of speed. Next pitch. Chase and a miss. Slider a foot above the strike zone. Cut through for out number 2 by Nolasco. Lead-off single, but then back-to-back strikeouts. Brings up Davies Nadal. Davies with a solid game yesterday. A double and a single to finish off his night. Ended up 2-for-4 with an RBI. Hitting 343 in the last 10. 219 on the year. Nadal takes. Fastball in the outer half. Called a strike. Just off the plate, but favorable call for the right-hander Jacob Miller. Now the 0-1. Taken low and in. Call the ball. Count even. Jeb getting a big secondary lead at first. Catcher Prater springing out of the stands. I think the dugout asking where that pitch missed. The 1-1 from Miller on its way. Davies takes on the inner half. Slider drops on the edge to make it 1-2 now. Nadal will call time and step out. Jeb led off the inning with a single in the infield. He still stands at first. No score in the top of the first. As with every game down this stretch, a must win for the Marauders. The 1-2 pitch to Davies. Swing and a miss. A pitch bouncing a couple of feet in front of home plate. Chased and missed. After leadoff single, it's 3 straight strikeouts for Miller. To the bottom of the first we go. McCants, Lewis, and Roberts leading it off, facing Owen Kellington when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Scoreless game. Jordan McCancel lead it off. Owen Kellington on the mound for the Marauders. A 3.9 ERA, making his 16th start of the year. His first pitch, fastball. Call the ball just off the outer edge to make it 1-0. Kellington, 81 Ks in 67 innings pitch. 44 walks for the righty. His 1-0 pitch. McCants, a weak grounder towards third, charging hard. De Los Santos picks, throws in time, one away. Got to introduce your Donnie there. They're the rest of the defense with Planchy catching, Jerez at first. Castillo at second, Jeb at short, Davies Nadal in left, White Jr. in center. Rodolfo Nolasco running around in right field tonight. Ian Lewis up now, 230 hitter, 315 on base mark. The speedy switch hitter. First pitch, elevated breaker, misses for ball one. Lewis in last night's game, tripled in the first inning. Finished 2-for-4 at the plate. The 1-0. Good looking breaking ball, backdoor corner. Call the strike, gets 1-1. Roberts and Vrondenberg go 3-4 for Jupiter. Kellington's 1-1. Good-looking breaker dropped on the lower edge of the strike zone to make it 1-2. I think it was Lewis yesterday that had a call he didn't like and tried to challenge it, and then I think realized not in effect here. The 1-2. Foul ball. Weak bouncer towards the Marauder dugout. First base side. We'll do the 1-2 again. 7 runs off 8 hits yesterday for Jupiter. Scored a run in each of the first 2 innings. Kellington's 2-strike pitch again. This time falls short in the dirt. Pair of piece pitch upcoming. 2-2 the count. Kellington rocks and fires home. Big loopy breaking ball. Slips out of the hand, misses above the helmet level of Lewis. Ball runs the count full at 3-2. Kellington's full count pitch with 1 away. Grounded hard towards first. Good scoop from Jerez. He shows the stop sign to Kellington, takes it himself, steps on the pillow, and there's 2 away. Brings up Brett Roberts, the 3-hole hitter. Team batting average leader for the Hammerheads. 268 the mark this year. 4 homers, a 310 on base percentage. Batting 194 across the last 10 games. First pitch to Roberts. Weak pop fly, shallow right field. Could be trouble. Nolasco charging in. Castillo called off late. Rodolfo makes a basket catch on a dead sprint towards the infield to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads in the first. A good start for Kellington. To the second we go. Still scoreless when we come back. Yeah, the parking lot is muddy. Can't get to the door. I'll take my jack.
Oh, just like that. You got that little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at a long clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rings.
Back here for the top of the second inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Scoreless game. Your Donnie De Los Santos leading it off for the Marauders. First pitch from Miller on its way. Your Donnie shows bunt. Misses the attempt, but does offer for strike one. After a leadoff single by Jeb in the first, three straight strikeouts from Jacob Miller. His 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Chased and missed for strike two. Your Donnie batting 193 this year. 336 on base mark. Pirates top 30 prospect. Miller rocks home the 0-2 offering. Taken. Missing low and away. Tight take, but a real good one from De Los Santos. Makes it 1-2 now. Miller with the rock step and the pitch. Missing high with a breaking ball. Really good take again by De Los Santos to level the count at 2-2. Your Donnie hitting 161 across the last 10. See if he can get hot here tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Smoke to right, but hooking foul and out of play. Line drive will earn De Los Santos another 2-2 pitch. Gates open tonight to the public, say about 200, 300 in the ballpark. 2-2 again, pop foul and out of play. Your Donnie earns himself a third 2-2 pitch now. Seventh offering of the trip. Good defensive AB to keep giving himself another chance. 2-2 again from Miller. Swing and a miss, chased in the dirt for strike three. De Los Santos out in front of a low breaking ball for out number one. Make it four straight struck out by Miller. Brings up Omar Alfonso. I'd say half this Marauders order tonight sporting the black Louisville Slugger stock bats as Omar takes breaking ball at the knees for strike one. The great clubhouse manager Mark McKnight told me a story behind that. We'll get to it after this 0-1 pitch. Off the plate, called a strike though to make it 0-2. Omar will call time and step out. Black Louisville Slugger bats. It's what D.V. Snedal started using in Fort Myers and in Bradenton. It's got him on this hot streak. It's once everyone else found about that little secret. As Omar takes an 0-2 pitch just off the outer edge. Tight to the zone, but call the ball. It's 1-2. Say half the lineup has decided to make the switch as well to just the Dick's Sporting Goods bat you can go pick up for $80-$90. The 1-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt, gets away. Strike three, the throw down in time. For out number two, make it five straight strikeouts for Jacob Miller. Costi up now, also sporting the black Louisville Slugger stock bat. Batting 216 this year, 388 on base percentage. Hitting just 121 amongst his last 10 games. First pitch to him from Miller. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball. Has him out in front for strike one. Costi, the league leader in walks. Was 0-3 yesterday. Takes an 0-1 fastball off the outer edge to level the count at a pitch apiece. Reached once on an HBP in the fourth inning of yesterday's game. Miller, 28 pitches, 20 strikes thrown thus far. The 1-1. Misses low and in, back foot curve. Drops short of the zone, misses a good ways inside to make it 2-1. corner, still playing it. In anticipation of the bunt from the speedster. 2-1 pitch, bounced in the dirt, 3-1. Now a chance for Jesus to do what he does best, draw a walk. Costi with 89 walks drawn this year. The 3-1 pitch. Misses high for ball four. Fastball just off the top edge of the strike zone. Gives the Marauders a base runner here with two away in the second inning. Bringing up Juan Jerez. Jerez last night, a walk, two looking strikeouts, and an infield pop-out. Finished 0 for 3, hitting 182 this year. 324 on-base percentage. Conservative lead at first for Jesus. Pitch on the way. Jerez takes, breaking ball, missing low and away. 1-0 the count. Castillo, the team leader with 34 stolen bases this year. Conservative lead at first. Vandenberg holding him tight to the bag. The 1-0. Ground ball, hard hit, straight up the middle and into center field. Castillo's going to try and stretch for third. Coming up, throwing is DeLeo. Throw to the bag, not in time. Up to second, and in there safely with good base running as well is Juan Jerez. A two-out single. Puts two in scoring position thanks to some smart work on the bases. Castillo shows off his speed, flying in safe. Not even close, and then Jerez able to move himself up 90 feet. Chance for the two-out runner in scoring position specialist Giovanni Planchart now. Planchy, 39 RBI this year. Batting 232, hits 361 with runners in scoring position and two away. 15 of his 39 RBI come in these opportunities. First pitch to him. In the dirt for ball one. Good block. Low by the catcher, Prater. Rodgers had a couple of early scoring chances yesterday. Could not cash in. Planchy has battled a bit at the plate lately, hitting 182 in the last 10 games. Talked about with Quinton Brown, and I mentioned this, I think, almost every game for the past five games. It's not about who's going to be the hero necessarily to knock in two guys with a base hit. Keeping the line moving does just the same. He eated that pitch count. Bring up another guy who could just as well do the job behind you. The 1-0 pitch to Planchy. Pops a high slider, fouling out of play. First base side for strike one. Castillo at third, Juan Jerez at second. Two outs. Scoreless game here in the top of the second. The 1-1 pitch to Giovanni Planchart. Misses low. Slider falls a good foot or two short of the box. Makes it 2-1. Unopposed leads for Castillo and Jerez off the bags at third and second base. The 2-1 pitch to Planchy. Ground ball, hard hit to first, back by the first baseman, Vandenberg. He boots it. Castillo and Jerez both score, and the Marauders take a 2-0 lead. A crucial error in the field there. Gives the Marauders a pair-run lead. Planchy will not get credit for the RBI, but did his job nonetheless, and really not a weak hit ball by any means, 93 off the bat. But definitely a play, I think you'd say, you'd expect a first baseman in single A to make. I think the spin off the end of the bat on that ball is what shot it by Vandenberg. Brings up Mitch Jeb now. He's 1-for-1 with an infield single tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Mitch takes fastball off the plate, but called a strike on the outer half, 1-1. So no addition to the 39 RBI this year for Planchy, unfortunately. Quinton Brown telling me Casey Harms, Marauders coach, says that RBI is one of the greatest ways to tell a hitter's talent. Quinton told me to mention that tonight. 2-1 count to Mitch. Planchy a conservative lead at first. Miller out of the stretch. Rocks home the neutral offering. Mitch takes, fastball missing, up and away. 3-1 the count now. After five straight strikeouts, three to finish the first and two to start this second inning. It's been a walk, a single, an error. Maybe another ball four coming here. Miller slowing himself down now. The 3-1 offering to Jeb. Misses outside, ball four. Jeb draws a walk. And there's two on with two away now for Lonnie White Jr. And now a mound visit here. Pitching coach Glenn Dishman of Jupiter out to the hill. Two nothing Marauders here in the top of the second. This is the first lead in a game that Bradenton have had for a total now. 1, 2, 3. Make it 19 innings. Marauders in a big one here tonight. Up early. But the real solid starter on the mound. See if White Jr. can keep the two out rally going. First pitch to Lonnie from Miller. Slider misses away for ball one. White Jr. struck out in the first inning. He was the first out of the game. Pitch fouled off, straight back to the backstop netting. And the ball boy with a nifty catch off the ricochet. 1-1 count to Lonnie. 306 average with Risp. Jeb at first, Planchy, who runs very well for a catcher, stands at second. Miller checks there and brings home the 1-1. White Jr. watches the ball drop in the dirt and gets ahead 2-1 now. Next offering. Slider on the outer edge. Good looking delivery. Called a strike and it's 2-2. Two-two. Chopper. Hard hit towards short. Charging hard. Fielded by Olmstead. He flips to Lewis at second, who looked like he did not expect the throw to come there. But they get Jeb in time to end the inning. The Marauders score two on a two-out error and lead 2-0 going to the bottom of the second when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders up 2-0. Vandenberg, DeLeo, and Coley, 4, 5, and 6, due up. First pitch from Kellington. Good-looking curveball snaps to the outer edge. Backdoors Vandenberg for strike one called. Ground out, fly out in the first for Kelly. Drops a changeup low and away. Cut straight through Vandenberg. Nowhere near it with the barrel. He's behind 0-2 now. Kellington looking for strikeout number one of the night. The 0-2 on its way home. Misses upstairs. Letter high fastball makes it 1-2. Kellington sitting around 90-91 right now with the heater so far. His 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball grounded towards second. Routine play made by Castillo. The throw to first in time. One away. Kellington forcing weak contact early here. As the great Durham Bulls catcher Crash Davis would say, throw some ground balls. It is more democratic. Jake DeLeo up now, 256 hitter, 333 on base mark. One away in the bags empty, Kellington rocks home. Breaking ball, dropped in the top half of the strike zone. Taken and called, it's 0-1. Now the one strike offering. Another breaking ball, another weak grounder towards second. Castillo fields, throws, two away. Brings up Mark Coley, the six-hole hitter and right fielder, batting 196 this year. 369 on base percentage, two homers, nine batted in for him. Hitting 261, second best in the team amongst the last 10 games. Watches the fastball miss low around the dirt for ball one. Kellington so far able to record five outs off just 16 pitches. His 1-0 offering to Coley. Breaking ball misses off the outer edge. About a ball width away from the corner of the strike zone to make it 2-0. Hitter advantage count. Kellington fires again. This pitch popped foul and out of play. Up and over the first base side seating area towards the luxury suites here. 2-1 the count now. Kellington working with a quick pace. Righty winds home. Call the ball. That pitch a stone cold strike. No favors given there to Owen. 3-1 the count now. Could likely say it should be 2-2. See if he can stay on the ball here. The 3-1 pitch. This is high for ball four. And the first base runner of the game is on now for the Hammerheads. Two-out walk brings up Carlos Santiago. Santiago, the DH, hitting 189 this year. Three homers, 14 RBI, had a two-run blast in last night's game. Conservative lead at first for Coley. He has four swiped bags this year. First pitch fastball. Nails the outer edge. Kellington gets ahead 0-1. Perez holding the runner Coley to the bag at first. The 0-1 pitch to Santiago. Line drive well hit right center field. Nolasco racing to the gap, making the catch at his knees for out number three. A tedious looking grab, but a grab nonetheless to end the inning. Kellington gets through the first two scoreless. We go to the third. Marauders 2. Hammerheads nothing the score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
It ain't no surprise, sparks start a-flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts a-popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no stopping.
slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, and it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going, and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang, big boys, bang. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better...
Back here for the top of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in West Palm Beach, Florida. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. Brandon Rembert, my silent partner alongside me here on another road trip. Top of the third, 2-0 Bradenton. Nolasco leading it off, takes ball in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. Has been a violent downward turn here since there was two outs in the second inning. Through the first six batters faced, Miller had five strikeouts. Since then has walked one, rather walked two, given up a single. Lands a fastball on the outer edge here to even up the count at 1-1 to Nolasco. Next pitch. Hard hit ground ball towards third. Good scoop by McCants. He throws on time and target for out number one. 99 off the bat in Alaska. That one finds a hole. It's a guaranteed base hit. How well he struck it. Davies Nadal up now. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Dominant curveball being shown off by Miller. That's what Davies succumbed to in the first inning. Takes fastball at the knees. Called a strike. It's 0-1. One strike offering from Miller. Davies takes. Changeup missing low and away. Count even at 1-1 now. Miller fires again. Nadal pops this pitch. Foul and out of play. Over the third base dugout of the Hammerheads for strike two. Home plate umpire is going to call time. Connor Crowell points to Nadal, who adjusts the batting gloves after stepping out. 1-2 with one away. Miller fires home. Nadal pulls it down the right field line. Hang on, foul ball. Just misses what would have been a double and maybe a triple for Davies Nadal. We'll do the 1-2 pitch again here. Well struck line drive, just on the wrong side of the white line. You can tell Davies frustrated, trudging back to the plate to grab the bat. For a guy with his speed, that is a dream. You see a ball starting to tail down the foul line, you know you can stretch out a couple of extra bases. 1-2 again. Fastball fouled off the foot of Nadal in the box. He will limp away and try to shake it off. Sixth pitch of the trip upcoming for Davies. Nadal back in the box now. Miller looking in for the signs from Prater. The third 1-2 offering to Nadal. Fouled off, how about a fourth? That one rolling towards the Marauder dugout. Off the protective netting in front of the bench seats. Seventh pitch of the trip now earned by Nadal. That pitch count of Miller. Starting to tick higher and higher at 56 right now. The 1-2 again. Pulled down the right field line. Nadal a hair early for a second time in the trip. Strikes it well, but can't keep it fair. 1-0-2 off the bat. Earns himself his fifth 1-2 offering. Eighth pitch of the AB. D Davies read that changeup that saw a little too much of the plate really well. The 1-2 for a fifth time for Miller to Nadal. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball blown by Nadal for out number two. Yordani De Los Santos up 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Top of the third, 2-0 Marauders. Base is empty. Miller rocks and comes home. De Los Santos takes. Fastball in the low and away corner. Falls behind 0-1. Jupiter trying to limit the damage. The 0-1. Misses low. Count even. Miller with 6 strikeouts, 2 hits, no earned runs, as an error allowed both the Marauders' tallies to score in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch chased upstairs, fouled out of play by De Los Santos for strike two. Lakeland and Clearwater game is underway now. At Lakeland. The 1-2 to Yordani. Breaking ball misses up and in, since De Los Santos bailing out of the box. Levels the count at 2-2. Next pitch misses low and away. Full count, 3-2 to De Los Santos. Showing a little bit of extra patience here in this trip. Payoff pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. Fastball up and in. Shot off the hand straight to the netting behind home. Just another grinded out at bat by the Marauders. Big focus for this team is winning the pitch count battle. You got the starter at 64 through 3. You're in a good spot. 3-2 again. Fouled off again. Back-to-back 7-plus pitch ABs worked by Davies Nadal and now Yordani De Los Santos. The 3-2 again with two away from Miller. Coming home. Called. Strike three. De Los Santos down looking. Fastball nails the low and away corner to end the inning. Miller has struck out 7. But as we go to the bottom of the third, the Marauders up 2-0 when we come back.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. 8-9-1, Olmstead leading it off for Jupiter. Kellington's first pitch to him. Swing and a miss, dominant fastball. Thrown glove side on the outer half of the plate. Puts Kellington ahead 0-1. Next pitch. Low and away fastball, this time taken for strike two. Olmstead with 3 games played as a pro now. 2-for-6 at the plate. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses way upstairs. See Kellington instantly looking down at his fingers. Goes straight to the rosin bag. Definitely a slip and a miss with the curveball that ended up a few feet high. Okel shakes off the side. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Chopped only a few feet away from the home plate area. We'll try the 1-2 again. Olmstead back in the box. Pitch, line drive, will short hop to Castillo, who fields and throws in time, one away. Brings up Sam Prater, catcher and nine-hole hitter, batting 171 this year. Batting 185 amongst his last 10 games played. Four homers, a 242 OBP. That's kind of a constant, or consistent rather, trend for this Jupiter team, just looking at the numbers. First pitch, breaking ball at the top of the zone. Call the ball, though, it's 1-0. The trend I'm talking about, only 20, 30, 40 points, separating a lot of averages from on-base percentages, as this pitch is crushed to left over the glove of Jeb. Had a chance at it, but couldn't hang on to the hard hit line drive. It'll fall in the grass. First hit of the night for Jupiter. Comes from the nine-hole hitter and the lowest batting average in the order to give him a one-out base runner. Jordan McCants up. Top of the order man, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Kellington trying to hang another zero here in the third. First pitch to McCants. Shows bunt, pulls back. Pitch called, the ball missing low. Fastball about a ball or two. And width below the bottom edge. 1-0. Conservative lead at first for Prater. The 1-0 pitch. Weak hit line drive is going to get down in right center field. Cutting it off in the gap is White Jr. Up to third, the runner Prater holding at first with a great throw from White Jr. Is McCants, and now a little rally going here for Jupiter. They have men at the corners with one away. And one of their best hitters, and Ian Lewis stepping in. Lewis 0-for-1 with a ground out. 271 average with runners in scoring position. Back-to-back line drive singles off the bat at more than 102. First pitch to Lewis. McCants runs for second. Pitch is bounced foul down the first baseline for strike one. McCants got a really good jump. He's the team leader for Jupiter in stolen bases with 30 this year. Looks like he would have easily gotten up to second. See if Planchy is even thinking about a throw with the runner at third. Could be a spot where you trade the out for the runner. Pull off a cut play. Now the 0-1. Runner stays put as a breaking ball misses a couple of feet upstairs for ball one. Ball and a strike with one away. Men at the corners. Marauders up by two. Kellington with a pick to first. Late getting back there is McCants, but he's able to do so safely. Kind of got ambushed by the pickoff move by Kellington. Righty set, the 1-1. Fastball misses low. And a bit inside to make it 2-1. Jupiter a base hit away from getting their first run of the game. Kellington peeks over the shoulder at first and comes set. The 2-1. Ball in the dirt, blocked well by Planchard. Runners stay where they are, but 3-1 count now to Lewis, who had a two-hit game yesterday with a triple in the mix. Two fastest runners. One stands at first, the other in the box. Would be a tough double play turn. Need something hard hit. Kellington's 3-1. Weakly grounded towards second. Castillo goes to second for one. Run will score. Throw to first in time. What an incredible double play turn. Castillo to Jeb. Jerez with the stretch. Inning over. And Kellington has the Hammerheads held scoreless through three. We go to the fourth. Marauders 2, Jupiter nothing. The score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Snap a fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field.
Back here for the top of the fourth. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. Omar Alfonso leading off the fourth inning. Bounces the first pitch he sees. Foul down the first baseline. He'll fall behind 0-1. Omar 0-for-1 in the game with a swinging strikeout back in the second inning. Next pitch to him, another slow bouncer. Down the first baseline, foul for strike two. The 0-2 pitch for Miller on its way. Omar takes, letter high, fastball. Ball one, it's 1-2 now. Miller through three innings, has given up two hits, two runs, none of them earned. Has walked a pair and struck out seven, the 1-2. Ball in the dirt, Alfonso spits on it to level the count at 2-2. As the curveball fell way short of the strike zone. Now the 2-2 on its way. Ground ball, hard hit up the middle, but there behind the bag to scoop it up is Olmstead, his throw to first in time, one away. Brings up Jesus Castillo. Drew a two-out walk in the second inning that ended up sparking a two-run scoring rally in that frame. League leader this year in the Florida State League in walks with 90 on the season. First pitch to him. Fastball tight to the corner, just off of it though. Up and away, called ball number one. Now the 1-0 for Miller. Castillo grounds it hard to first, a chopper fielded by Vrondenberg. He'll win the race to the back, two away. A pair of quick outs for Miller. It's what he really needed here in the fourth inning. Brings up Juan Jerez. He smoked a line drive back up the middle in the second inning to put two men in scoring position. Eventually both coming around to score on the error committed by the first baseman, Vrondenberg. First pitch to Jerez. Down to a knee, chasing and missing a breaking ball outside around the dirt for strike one. Wind has shifted, blown in from dead center now. A one pitch, chased and missed. Breaking ball low and away for strike two. Rez will call time and step out. That's one of the two hits on the board for Bradenton right now. The 0-2 from Miller on its way. Rez takes, this time able to lay off the slider low and away. Ball 1-2. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Marauders to score right now. The 1-2. Called. Strike 3. Fastball on the inner edge. Perez down looking to end the inning. 8 strikeouts in 4 innings for Jacob Miller, but the important number is 2 runs on the board for Bradenton. The Marauders up a pair. Going to the home fourth when we come back.
Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. I'm finna toss it on.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. Kellington facing 3-4-5. Brett Roberts leading off. First pitch fastball to him. Very well located. Nails the low and away corner for strike one. Roberts 0-for-1 with a flyout. Next pitch a high loopy breaking ball. Misses up and away for ball one. Count even. 2,700 the spin rate. Foot and a half, almost a break on that one for O'Kell. Is 1-1. Misses again, upstairs with the curve to make it 2-1. Kellington got through the first three innings on just 37 pitches. Check that, 36. His 2-1 here to Roberts. High fly ball into right center field. Nolasco finds it up above the light poles. Shades to his right and makes a routine catch for out number one. 10-42. Brings up Brock Vrondenberg now. The first baseman 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch to him. Ground ball weakly hit up the middle, but that one will find a hole. A stroke of luck there for Vrondenberg as the seeing eye single finds the grass for a one-out hit. Jake DeLeo up, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Rodgers turned an inning-ending double play in the third, a chance to do that again here. Kellington's first pitch to DeLeo. Breaking ball, call the ball high. Tight to the top edge, but it's 1-0. Vrondenberg, a sizable lead at first. The 1-0 from Kellington. Pop fly, first base side. Foul and out of play. Strike evens the count at 1-1. Kellington has not gone past 4 innings this year. 11 around the heart of the plate with the fastball right now is 1-1. Check swing, did he go? No. Fastball missing high and it's 2-1. One away and a man at first here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the batter, Jake D'Elia. The 2-1 pitch from Kellington. Breaking ball, bounce back to the mound. Kellington to second for one. Castillo to first. Double play. 1-4-3, another inning ending. Twin kill for the Marauders. Kellington faces the minimum in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Bradenton 2, Jupiter nothing our score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it.
Back here for the top half of the fifth in West Palm Beach. The Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing to score. Ben Picorni with you. Approaching the halfway point in this one. Hammerheads go to the bullpen. They bring in Major League rehabber JT Chargois. He has a quick chat on the mound with the catcher, Prater. Chargois in the majors this year. 3.68 ERA and 29 and a third innings for the Marlins. 24 Ks, 12 walks. Planchy, the first man he will face in the box. First pitch fastball. Nails the low and in corner at 94 on the gun for strike one. Chargois with 31 appearances out of the bullpen for the Marlins this year. His 0-1 pitch floated to left center field towards the gap, laying out and making the catch. Roberts steals away extra bases from Planchart for out number one. Tough break for Planchy. A guy has been battling at the plate lately. Thought he had done enough there to earn himself a base hit, but was not meant to be. Top of the order, and Mitch Jebb up now. Walk and a single for Mitch. Chargois' first offering. Jebb takes. Fastball missing up and away. 1-0. Top of the second inning. In Lakeland, 2-0 Threshers the score. As Jebb takes a 1-0 fastball on the inner half for strike one. The 1-1. Hard hit liner to left. It's going to hook foul and out of play, though, for strike two. One-two count with one away. Base is empty for Mitch Jebb. Pitch from Chargois. Slicing fly ball to left. This could be trouble near the foul line. What a catch. No, dropped in foul territory by McCants. What was that, Brandon? Was that a sigh when he dropped it? Brandon Rembert. That's fair. Jeb stays alive. Would have been a heck of a catch. Over the shoulder, foul ground. It looked like he almost caught it barehanded. On the second effort, Mitch wants to call time. So I'm chatting with the home plate umpire, Connor Crowell, for putting the hand up. Sharkwalk comes set. Another 1-2 pitch to Mitch on its way home. Hard hit liner to left. Foul and out of play again. Try the 1-2 for a third time. The 1-2 again. Jeb grounds it weakly toward short. Olmstead scoops, steps, and throws just in time to get Mitch out by half a step for out number two. Brings up the two-hole hitter, Lonnie White Jr. A strikeout and a fielder's choice ground ball tonight. Batting 257 this year, 5 homers, 22 RBI. Two-way in the bag's empty. First pitch to White Jr. Takes slider missing low and away for ball one. Down around the other batter's box. The 1-0. Caught and a miss. Lonnie chases changeup in the dirt for strike number one. Lonnie White Jr., a 23-game team-leading on-base streak coming into the game tonight. The 1-1. Dots the low and away corner. Man, fastball at 95. Could not have been put in a more perfect location for JT Chargois. Now the 1-2 pitch. Taken in the dirt. Slider misses way below the strike zone and off the outer half to make it 2-2. Two-two, two out. Bases empty. Deuces wild offering to White Jr. Taken low. Down around the ankles. 3-2 now. Base hitter ball four extends the on-base streak. 2-24 for Lonnie White Jr. Full count, two outs, the payoff pitch in the top of the fifth. Misses low and away for ball four. White Jr. draws the walk. The inning will continue at two away. And he has now reached base safely in 24 consecutive games. Rodolfo Nolasco will bat now with two away. A strikeout and a ground out. 0 for 2 tonight, but that ground out smoked off the bat. Surprised it didn't squeeze by the infield. First pitch to him. Takes. Fastball on the inner edge. Called a strike. Gets 0-1. Belt high. Ate up a good part of the dish. Conservative lead at first for White Jr. He has 8 stolen bases this year. Sharkwaz 0-1 to Nolasco. Still waiting for it. Only 2 on the clock. Now fires as Nolasco cuts and misses. Got a middle fastball. But couldn't time it up. It's strike 2. See if Rodolfo can battle now down in the count. White Jr. off of first. Sharkwaz set the 0-2 pitch to Nolasco with 2 away. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Rodolfo way out in front of a slider, low and away. Inning over. The Marauders get a 2-out base runner, but he's left stranded. Halfway through this one, Bradenton 2, Jupiter nothing. Our score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again, that local band.
what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up. And this old town's not quite so small.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth, Marauders 2. Hammerheads nothing. First pitch from Kellington. Ends up at the Jupiter dugout. That is, I think, the nominee for the weirdest pitch I've ever seen. Kellington trying to throw a breaking ball. Boy, did it slip out of his hand. It ended up in the Hammerhead dugout on a fly. Next pitch, crunch to left, but straight at Nadal, who makes a rangy catch for out number one. That was Kellington's setup all along. Carlos Santiago up 0-for-1 with a flyout tonight. Takes fastball at the knees. Called a strike 0-1. For the first time this year, Owen Kellington has pitched more than four innings in a game. Officially now through 4 1/3. Misses low with this one. Next offering. Caught and a miss. Nasty changeup. Low and away for strike two. Scoreboard shows 2-2. I had 1-2 in the book as well. I know Brandon confirming that's what he has. Pitch. Doesn't matter. Swing and a miss for strike three. They're going to say it's in the dirt, and the batter will just walk off without an attempt to make it down there. Two away. Johnny Olmstead up now. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Kellington, having cut through the first four innings scoreless, picks up his first strikeout with that last pitch. See if he can make it another 1-2-3 frame. First pitch to Olmstead. Breaking ball. Nails the top edge of the strike zone. Looped down to the upper half for strike one called. Kellington with the 0-1 now and two away. Another breaking ball. This time misses about a ball width up above the belt line to level the count at 1-1. Kellington rocks home the even offering. Fly ball to right. Weakly hit. Perez, the first baseman, chasing into foul territory back in the outfield, but he'll run out of room. That'll fall out of play for strike two. One, two count, two outs, Kellington. Trying to put himself in line for the win with a swing and a miss right here. Pitch on the way. Weak bouncer back to the mound. Tough play for Kellington. Bare hand pickup. Throw to first. Offline. Snared by Jerez, but Olmstead able to just barely beat it out to reach safely. Giving the Hammerheads a two-out base runner here in the fifth inning. Kellington was impressive the fact that he could just pick it up, let alone fire it accurately. It was a few feet too high. Perez had to jump off the bag, could not replant the foot in time to get the out. They'll give Olmstead a base hit for it. Sam Prater, the nine-hole hitter and catcher, up now. Takes fastball missing up and away for ball one. Jesus Castillo asking the field umpire, Justin Hopkins, to move out of his way behind second base. Kellington set the 1-0 now. Breaking ball nails the up and in corner. Front hip curveball. Called a strike, gets 1-1. Even offering from O'Kell. The 1-1 with two away. Hard hit grounded to third. De Los Santos can't make the pick. Does knock it down. Recollects and throws in time. A good stretch from Jerez to end the inning. Five innings pitched. Four hits and a strikeout for Kellington. Zero runs put up on the board thus far by Jupiter. To the sixth we go, Bradenton up 2-0 when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at RainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning. At the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing, our score. Xavier Meacham on the mound now for the home side. Meacham this year with a total of 1 inning pitched at the single A level. 2 strikeouts and a walk. His first pitch misses way up and outside for ball one. A 0 ERA and 1 inning pitched. From North Carolina A&T. Drafted in the 10th round in 2023. His fastball missing low by a hair. 2-0 to make it 2-0. Davies 0-for-2 in the game. With a pair of strikeouts so far. The 2-0 pitch home. Davies takes bat, foot slider misses low and in. 3-0 now. Marauders scored 2 runs in the second, both coming around to score on a 2-out error on a grounder committed by the first baseman, Brock Vandenberg. That is the difference in the only runs on the board so far. The 3-0 pitch to Nadal. Fastball nails the bottom edge of the strike zone. Center cut for strike one. Bounced in the dirt for ball four. Nadal draws the walk as the ball kicks away behind home plate. He takes a peek at it, but will stop it first with a leadoff walk. Brings up your Donnie De Los Santos. He is 0-for-2, a swinging and looking strikeout tonight in 2 trips. First offering, belt high fastball on the outer edge, called a strike, going one. The 0-1 from Meacham on its way. Nadal takes off. De Los Santos chases and misses in the dirt. Throw high to second. Nowhere near the bag. Davies with a pretty comfortable, almost free stolen base there. He picks up swiped bag number 28 of the year. Brandon, what was your ESPN alert you just got? Anything interesting? No? Oh, okay, nice. The 0-2 pitch to Yordani with a runner in scoring position. Fastball misses up and away. About a ball and a half off the outer edge. Makes it 1-2. Nadal at second with nobody out. Marauders a chance to add on some insurance. Each of a long pause comes set with five on the clock. The 1-2 on its way home. Check swinging a ball in the dirt. Home plate umpire says he went around. Not sure about that one. Seemed a harsh call, but it's out number one nonetheless. 2,900 the spin on that last pitch. Wow. Omar Alfonso up now. He's struggling tonight. A weak ground out and a swinging strikeout, 0 for 2 in the game. First pitch to him. Takes fastball missing inside for ball one. Alfonso, though, team leader with runners in scoring position, batting .452 this year. Nadal with great speed at second. Anything into the grass, he's likely getting the way of home. He takes off for third. The throw down there, not in time. A stolen base again for Davies. He's 90 feet away now from making it a 3-0 ball game. That's one thing I talked about before Davies even went on this hot streak, is both on the broadcast and just whether it was in the office or around the ballpark. Nadal with such good speed, such a great base runner, that if he just started getting on base more, he could be a huge factor, and he's proven that here. The 1-1. Omar with a check swing at a low changeup. Appeal. Man, yes, says the field umpire. A couple of really questionable check swing strike calls here in the last two ABs. Infield up on the grass. Omar's just got to try and dink one into play. Meacham set the 1-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chasing and being set down via the punch out for the second time tonight is Alfonso. It's up to Jesus Castillo to salvage the two-out RBI opportunity. That is the 11th time a Marauder has been struck out tonight out of the 17 outs recorded. First pitch to Casti. Lays off the back foot. Is that a changeup, Brandon? I can't tell. That is the craziest slider I think we've seen all year. The 1-0. Misses low, just below the knees, 2-0. And a slider that you're almost spinning 3,000 RPM. You don't even see that in the majors. 2-0 with two away. Nadal in third, the pitch to Costi. Fastball misses, letter high. 3-0 now. Hitter advantage count to the league leader in walks, Castillo. Chance to draw his second of the night, 91st of the year. Pitch home. In the dirt for ball four. Great block by the catcher, Prater, to hold Nadal to third. A four pitch, 90-foot free pass for Castillo. Puts men at the corners with two away for Juan Jerez. Jerez was the last Marauder to get a hit in this one. He singled up the middle back in the second inning. He owns half the hits in the game for Bradenton. Men at the corners with two outs. Jerez a chance to give the Marauders a little extra room to breathe. Meacham set the first pitch to him. On its way. Castillo runs for second. Pitch called a strike. No throw down. Costi swipes the bag. Now two in scoring position for Jerez. Bats just 143 with runners in scoring. Behind in the count, 0-1 here. Meacham set the righty check second and fires home. Jerez pops it up high into the right field grass. Coley trying to find it up above the lights, jogging in and making the catch, inning over. Big scoring chance left wanting for Bradenton. We go to the bottom of the sixth, still a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Marauders when we come back.
We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy.
I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. Jaden Woods onto the mound in relief of Owen Kellington. He'll face the top of the order, Jordan McCants. First pitch, foul tip, 4-1. Kellington finishes 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and a strikeout. Woods is 0-1. Fastball misses low. A hair below the knees to make it 1-1. Woods, so far this year, has been outstanding. 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts. Has allowed just 2 base runners. 1-2 the count now to McCants. Woods fires. Pitch fouled off the end of the bat towards the backstop. We'll do it again. That's one heck of a way to start your pro career, though. You throw 7 innings, you strike out 10. You only let 2 guys on base, no runs. Next pitch, right down the middle. Frozen is McCants for strike 3, and there's 1 away. Beautiful slider. Picks up out number 1. That is 11 strikeouts through 23 batters faced as a pro for Jaden Woods. I think the Pirates have found a gem here. Check swing at the first pitch from Ian Lewis. He goes around for strike 1. I think he knew it too. No argument from him. Lewis 0 for 2, a ground out and a double play ground out. He'll call time here as Woods was trying to work quickly. Lewis not too keen to that idea. The 0-1. Fouled off. Off the protective netting above the Marauder dugout on the first base side for strike 2. Woods trying to keep the good times rolling after Kellington's best outing of the year. The 0-2. Weak bouncer up the middle. Castillo charging hard. Scoops, steps, throws. A dart in time to nab the speedy Lewis. Just in the nick of time for out number 2. How about a backwards K and a 3-pitch AB resulting in a weak ground ball for Woods. Brett Roberts up now 0 for 2, a pair of flyouts to the right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco tonight. First pitch, bouncer to short, jab scoops, steps, throws, inning over. Jaden Woods on 8 pitches, sets down the Hammerheads in order. We go to the 7th, 3 innings to play, the Marauders 2. The Hammerheads nothing our score when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 Norah 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 Norah 8, when you're up to
me. If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the seventh, Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. Planchy leading it off. Takes a fastball that misses high out of the hand of Meacham for ball one. Planchy 0 for 2, reached on an error in the second, flied out in the fifth, but was robbed of a double on that flyout by a diving Brett Roberts in left field. Planchard cuts and misses at a slider away for strike one to level things up. Next pitch, misses just off the outer edge. Really tight take by Planchard, but a heck of a take. That one was missing. 2-1 the count now. Pitch taken. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. Strike two called, rather, in the count 2-2. Score update in Lakeland in the bottom of the fourth there. It is Clearwater 2, Lakeland nothing. Meacham set the 2-2 to Planchy. Line drive, hard hit, diving grab by the shortstop Olmstead. For the second time in this one, Planchard crushes a ball and is robbed of a base hit on a diving effort to lead off an inning. Top of the order, Mitch Jeb up. A single, a walk, and a ground out for him tonight. Meacham set the first pitch to Mitch. Misses low. Tight take, but a good one to get ahead, 1-0. Top of the seventh, two-run lead for the Marauders. The 1-0. Jeb, a slow bouncer to first. Tough play of Ronenberg charging on, a race to the bag. The first baseman will win it. Touching up in time to retire Mitch for out number two. Lonnie White Jr. up. Last time at the plate, extended his 23-game on-base streak to 24 when he drew a two-out walk. Otherwise has struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice. Take slider missing low by about a foot to get ahead 1-0. Meacham's one ball offering now. Taken. Fastball missing a hair inside. Not by much, but it's 2-0. Hitter advantage count for White Jr. here. The 2-0. Smoked line drive straight into the chest of the third baseman, McCants. 103 off the bat. The Marauders smoking the ball, but not getting rewarded for it as of late. Stretch time at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Bradenton 2, Jupiter nothing, our score, and we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball. The crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
back here for the bottom of the seventh. Marauders up 2-0. Jaden Woods after 1-2-3, 8-pitch. Bottom of the sixth will face Vronenberg and miss high and away with the fastball starting him off 1-0. Next pitch called a strike and it's 1-1. This one pop foul and out of play, third base side for strike number two. Woods ahead in the count, see if he can put him away. One and two to Vronenberg, who's 1-for-2 in the game. Woods looking in, looking to make it two punch outs out of four men faced. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Vronenberg needed to wait, it looked like, another half an hour if he wanted to get that swing on time. About a mile and a half out in front of a low breaking ball for out number one. Jake DeLeo up, a ground out and a double play ground out. Swings and misses. It looks like I'm out there batting right now against a 60-mile-an-hour pitch machine. Just everyone out in front on breaking balls. Woods is 0-1. Pitch really tight to the bottom edge. Changeup misses a hair low for ball one. 1-1 the count with one away the pitch. There's a fastball at 92. Tipped into the mitt of Planchy for strike two. Woods has thrown 16 pitches, 13 strikes, and 3 balls. The 1-2 from the Georgia Bulldog left-hander to Jake DeLeo. Called strike three. Can I help you? DeLeo is just looking at a backdoor dot of a breaking ball for out number two. Back-to-back K's for Woods. He has struck out 3 out of the 5 men he has faced. Brings up Mark Coley, a walk and a flyout tonight. Fouls the first pitch back straight off the mask of Planchy. He nods to the home plate umpire that he's all good. That's strike one. Woods comes set, the 0-1 pitch from the lefty. Misses inside, fastball about half a foot off the inner edge, levels the count at 1-1. Now the even offering from Woods. Breaking ball, floats high, missing for ball two. Curveball misses, not by much from the up and away corner, but it's 3-1 now. Woods trying to avoid handing out the two out walk. 3-1 pitch. Misses high for ball four, just the third base runner in 8 2/3 innings that Woods has allowed as a professional. Ball four brings up Carlos Santiago now. The man at first and one away, or two away rather, pardon. Santiago with a strikeout and a flyout tonight. Sizable lead at first for Coley. Woods fires. Santiago lines one to left. That's a fair ball. Cut off before it can get to the corner by Nadal. A wide turn at second. Coley will stop there. And there's two on now with two away. Bringing up Johnny Olmstead, who's 1-for-2. Woods in his first real pickle here with two men on. He's an out away from 9 innings without an earned run allowed as a pro pitcher. With, to this point, only 4 base runners allowed. First pitch, Olmstead way late, cutting and missing at a high fastball for strike one. And an update for everyone from Lakeland. Clearwater extend the lead in the fifth inning. It's now 3-0 Threshers there. Woods check second, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball nails the outer edge of the plate. Called a strike and it's 0-2. Two out, two men on base. Tying run at first here in the bottom of the seventh for Jupiter. Woods trying to strand him. Pitch on the way. Misses in. Runner takes off for third. He's in there safely with a stolen base, but really doesn't do much in terms of the situation. Still a runner in scoring position. Would have been a little more pressing had it been a double steal. But Planchart seemed content to let the runner at second move up 90 feet. Now the 1-2 pitch from Woods. Misses low and in. Back foot curveball. Drops down around the dirt. Good block by Planchart to make it 2-2. A swing and a miss away from sending this game to the eighth inning with the Marauders still up 2-0 with a zero still on that board for this pitching staff. The 2-2. Foul tip straight back towards Planchy. We'll do it again. He shakes that one off. Santiago broke for second there. And time called by the batter Olmstead now. Right-handed hitter back in the box. The 2-2 again. Fouled off to the backstop. Olmstead staying alive for another one. Wood set the 2-2 for a third time. Breaking ball misses high. Full count now. At risk of walking him loaded. Santiago, the runner at first, will take off with the pitch. Fires. Grounded hard up the middle. Jeb can't get there. That's into center field. A run will score. Heading up to third, Santiago is held. And it's a one-run game just like that. Woods gives up his first run as a pro. And the Marauders lead on the edge here with a man 90 feet away now still. Men at the corners right where we were. RBI single, Olmstead with his fourth RBI in just his third game as a pro. Now Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford will make the slow walk out to the mound to have a chat with Jaden Woods. Nine-hole hitter Sam Prado will be at the plate. Forty chat with Planchy and Woods. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell out there to break it up. Forty back to the dugout. Marauders infielders resume their posts. Two outs and men at the corners. Tying run 90 feet away. Marauders lead down to a one run. First pitch, check swing, foul ball, up and out of play off the bat of Prater for strike one. Prater singled in the third, grounded out to end the inning in the fifth. Woods hoping to strand a pair here and keep the Marauders in front. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, nasty breaking ball. Low and away, puts Woods ahead 0-2 now. Looking for a swing and a miss to keep Bradenton's 2-1 lead intact going to the eighth. Santiago at third, Olmstead at first. Woods with the 0-2. Check swing, didn't go. Now they got him in a rundown. Runner's going to try and come home. The throw to the plate, got him! The Hammerheads run themselves into the final out. Olmstead breaking for second. A design play of Castillo cutting it off in front of the bag. Nails the runner at the plate by a good couple of feet to end the inning and keep the Marauders up 2-1. We go to the eighth, a tight finish on the cards here when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
skimpy. The hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You gotta drink your belly sipping. I got a tank full of basic money. I'm good friends with Mason Dixon. Girl, what you say we do something country? Get half lit, hit the river, skinny dip or catch a catfish. Yeah, I take you to the holler. I ain't talking about a hollow. Put some red on the tread. Hell, I'll watch it off tomorrow. Let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink of barely sipping. I got a tank full of basic money. I'm good friends with Mason Dixon. Girl, what's to say we do something country?
Back here for the top of the eighth inning. Marauders up 2-1 to Lasco. Leading off, cutting and missing. Had a changeup in the dirt from Meacham for strike one. Meacham starting his third inning of work on the mound. Next pitch. Big cut and an even bigger miss from Rodolfo for strike two. Meacham set the 0-2 on its way. Misses up and in, spins Nolasco around. Fastball tight to the chin. Ball one. Nolasco trying to work himself back in the count. Meacham set the 1-2. Called strike three. Front door breaking ball. Nails the low and in corner for strike three. Called one away. Twelve strikeouts out of 22 outs recorded for the Jupiter pitching staff here tonight. Davies Nadal up a walk and two strikeouts. First pitch to him from Meacham. Big cut and a miss. Davies got a hung slider but could not time it up at strike one. He read it well out of the hand, just couldn't get the barrel on it. Knew it was a pitch he could crush, the 0-1. This time a backdoor slider just off the outer edge of the plate, but called a strike to make it 0-2. At this point, Meacham might as well just go slider, slider, slider. It is dominant out of his hand, the 0-2. Goes to the fastball. Chasing and missing up around the shoulders is Nadal for strike three. There's two away quickly. Marauders figure they need at least one more. With the way this Hammerheads offense has come alive late, but off to a less than favorable start in the eighth inning. De Los Santos up 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. First pitch takes high. Pitch closer to the zone than strike three and it all. Call the ball, though, to make it 1-0. Meacham's one ball delivery now. In the dirt, De Los Santos ahead in the count, 2-0. Marauders scored two runs in the second. They have held that lead since then. 2-0. Yordani takes. Slider lands low and away for strike one. 2-1 the score. 2-1 the count to De Los Santos with two away. Meacham set, pitch out. Misses up and in. Front hip slider can't find the inner edge, and it's 3-1 now. Hitter advantage count, pitch out. Fouled off. High fastball shot straight to the backstop for strike two. De Los Santos trying to avoid moving to 0-for-4 with four strikeouts in this one. Full count, two outs, top of the eighth, the base is empty. Meacham comes set, the payoff pitch in the penultimate inning. In the dirt, swung at and missed for strike three. De Los Santos punched out for the fourth time in four trips tonight. All three Marauders struck out in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton still trying to protect that 2-1 lead when we return on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1 the score. The right-hander from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, Brandon Bidois on the mound for Bradenton. 2.65 ERA, 3-for-3 in save opportunities this year. His first pitch bounced in the dirt to the nine-hole hitter Sam Prater. 1-0, Prater at the plate. When the runner was cut down at home, I'm going to rip that cowbell out of the mascot's hand. It is not Mississippi State. We don't need the cowbell. The 1-0 to Prater. Fouls it off his foot in the box for strike one. Did you ever play at Mississippi State, Brandon, or just Mississippi? You played at Mississippi State? Which one was better? Mississippi State? Nicer fans? There you go. The 1-1 pitch to Prater from Bidois. Fastball hummed down the outer edge. 94 on the gun for strike two called. Biddy trying to make it 32 strikeouts on the year. His 1-2 pitch to the nine-hole hitter. Swing and a miss. Strike three, ball in the dirt. Chased and missed. Planchy will shuffle in the way of the baseline. Prater will walk back to the dugout. Called out. One away. Back to the top of the order we go, and this could be big in terms of deciding this one. If Bidois can get through McCants, Lewis, and Roberts unscathed, won't have to face the best part of the lineup in the ninth inning. First pitch to McCants, who is 1-for-3. Fastball. Call the strike at the knees. 96 on the gun. Makes it 0-1. Rodani De Los Santos, the third baseman, playing up on the grass at third. Bidois 0-1. Breaking ball lands a few feet in front of home plate. A check swing from McCants. Does not go around, though, and it's 1-1. Bidois 29-79. The spin on the breaking ball there. Brief pause as Planchy took that one off the high thigh area. Trying to shake it off. Charlie horsed him a bit. Bidois set the 1-1 pitch to McCants. Line to left, hooking foul and out of play for strike two. One and two with one away. Bidois looking to make it back-to-back K's to start the eighth. The angry Aussie righty set the 1-2. Misses way inside. That one closer to hitting McCants than anything else. Surprised he's able to get out of the way of it. 2-2 the count now. Bidois set the pair piece pitch coming home. Weak ground ball towards first. Jerez charging and scooping. Bidois racing to cover. He's there in plenty of time, catching the flip and touching up the bag for out number two. 3-1 ground out brings in Ian Lewis. He's 0 for 3. A 3 unassisted roller in the first, a double play ground out in the third. A 4-3 put out at first back in the sixth inning. Bidois looking to hang a 0 to send this one to the ninth inning with the Marauders still up 2-1. First pitch to Lewis. Fastball taken off the inner edge for ball one. Blanchard tried to frame that one up. Couldn't pick it off the inner half though. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Bidois. Hard ground ball. Hit foul down the first baseline for a strike. It's 1-1. A lot of vert on the fastball from Biddy. Right-hander's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. The bat goes flying into right field. Bat lands foul, though. 1-2 the count. Brandon, we talked about this yesterday. What is it this past month, past 2 weeks in the Florida State League? I don't think we've gone 2 games without seeing somebody throw their bat 100 feet, whether it's in play, into the outfield, into the dugout. It's unbelievable. Lewis going to regrip some pine tar on the bridge of the bat and step back in. 1-2 the count to him with 2 away. Bidois set, trying to end the inning in style. Pitch home. Fouled off to the backstop. That time the bat stays in the hands. We'll do the 1-2 again. But just like last night, we hadn't seen a clean swing and a miss on a bat that flies out of someone's hands. And that's the second time in 2 games now. Was it Lewis yesterday, too? I think he might have been batting right-handed. Yeah. Another 1-2 from Biddy trying to end the eighth inning. Righty fires home. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire. Lewis will take his sword and shield back to the dugout. Inning over. Bidois punches out a pair in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Marauders up 2-1. Looking for some insurance when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Back here for the top of the last inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1 the score. Bradenton looking for some insurance here. Omar Alfonso leading it off against the new left-hander Evan Taylor on the mound. First pitch, fouled off towards the press box, off the window of our booth, high above us. No chance for a catch. Makes it 0-1 to Omar. Alfonso having a similar battle to a lot of the lineup tonight. He's 0-3 and he has struck out twice. Pops this pitch up high in the infield, third base side. McCants over to it. Backpedaling a bit at the foul line before making the catch. A comfortable squeeze for out number one. Taylor this year, 2.38 ERA, 45 innings pitched, 17 of 18 in save opportunities, 61 strikeouts and 20 walks. Both teams putting out their best pitchers here today out of the pen. And both in the starting performances. Jesus Castillo up. Takes changeup. How slow was that? 77. It looked a heck of a lot slower. Floated just off the inner half. Costi, three plate appearances, a ground out, and two walks tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Lands in the low and in corner for strike one called. Bradenton, two runs off two hits. One run off six for the Hammerheads. The 1-1 pitch to Costi with one away. Takes fastball missing up and outside for ball two. If not for the error committed by the first baseman Vrondenberg with two outs in the second inning, this would likely be a 0-0 game still. But that is the difference right now. Those two runs on the board for the Marauders. The 2-1 pitch. Castillo waits on a breaking ball, crushes it to left, back towards the warning track. Roberts, he has plenty of room to make the catch for out number two. Jesus just getting under it. 43, the launch angle. Little too much air. Juan Jerez up now. He was the last Marauder to get a base hit. It came with two outs in the second inning. He's 1-for-3 in the game. The other hit an infield single in the top of the first for Mitch Jebb. Taylor's first pitch to Jerez with two away. Fastball just misses inside. Really good looking offering. Didn't miss by much, but a great take by Juan to get himself in front. The 1-0 now from the lefty. Down around the ankles. Fastball comes up short, and it's 2-0. Beautiful night here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders up 2-1 here in the ninth inning. The 2-0 pitch from Taylor. Hitting the air to right, well struck. It's not going to hang on, though. Had the distance to leave the yard, but will end up about 20 feet foul. For strike one. Two balls and a strike with two away now. Taylor set, pitch on the way. Jerez chops a breaking ball. Fair ball down the third baseline. That'll roll towards the corner. Jerez turns on the Jets, heading for two. Picked up in the corner by Roberts. Juan will stop there. A two-out double to put a potential insurance run in scoring position for Bradenton. Little surprised by the defensive arrangement there for Jupiter with a right-handed hitter at the plate. Jerez had 20, maybe 30 feet of room in between the third base bag and the third baseman McCants. Hard hit ball, but would have been routine if third baseman was playing in a natural position. It just rolled forever down that left field line. Jerez in scoring position now for Giovanni Planchart. Hits 370 with two outs and runners in scoring position. Right around that mark. Takes first pitch breaking ball. Just missing low. Good looking offering. Call the ball. It's 1-0. A base hit would be monumental here for the Marauders to give them a two-run room to breathe in the bottom of the ninth. Planchart takes. Breaking ball misses low. Another tight take, but a good one. Trackman has that just off the bottom edge of the strike zone to make it 2-0. Big lead at second for Jerez. Taylor checks and fires. Juan takes off for third. Pitch called a strike. No throw down. Jerez will steal third, putting himself 90 feet away from scoring now. 2-1 the count to Planchy with the called strike. Similar to Coley, steal the third back in the seventh. Not going to make too much of a difference other than a wild pitch. 2-1. Call the strike at the knees. Fastball just clips the bottom edge to level the count at 2-2. Deuces wild. 2-2, two outs. Top of the ninth. Marauders with the insurance run at third. Leading 2-1 in this game. Planchart a chance to double the Marauders' lead with half an inning to go. Taylor trying to strand Jerez 90 feet away. Pitch on the way from the Jupiter left-hander to Giovanni Planchart. Fouled it off. High breaking ball. Shot straight to the backstop off the hands of Planchy. We'll do the 2-2 again. Another deuces wild delivery earned by the Marauder 9-hole hitter and catcher. Taylor set, 10 on the pitch clock. A long pause from the lefty. Now the pitch. Weak fly ball hit to right field towards the foul line. It hooks, running after it, the first baseman, Vrondenberg, but he overruns it. It falls in foul territory. And we'll try the 2-2 for a third time now. Planchart given an extra life once more. Seventh pitch of the trip upcoming. Jerez unopposed in his stride down the third baseline. Taylor set the pitch again to Planchart. On its way. Ground ball weakly hit to third. Charging hard, McCants scoops with one hand. Throw to first. Just in time. So close. Planchart out by a quarter of a step to end the inning. The Marauders unable to add any more runs in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom. Bradenton 2, Jupiter 1 the score. Three outs away from a series-leveling victory when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
When she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, these are the heights. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car between your lovers. Meet a girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1 the score. Bradenton 3 outs away from leveling the series at 1 apiece. Brandon Bidois struck out 2 and set down Jupiter in order in the 8th. Faces Brett Roberts, who's 0 for 3 to start the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, weak ground ball towards short. Jeb charging, one-hand pick, throw to first. In time, one away, one pitch and one out. For Bidois in the bottom of the ninth, hunting his fourth save in his fourth attempt here. This time of the six-out variety. Brock Vandenberg up, a single, a ground out, and a strikeout tonight, one for three. Middle infielders will play back on the grass. Jerez down the first baseline, very deep towards the outfield as well, hugging the chalk, maybe about 5 feet off of it. First pitch, misses up and away, off the mitt of Planchart into the backstop for ball one. In the bottom of the seventh right now in Lakeland, Clearwater up 5-0 as well. So the Marauders need to finish the job here. Chance to move back within two games of first if Clearwater can do the same. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, call the strike a little bit below the knees given there to Bidois to level the count at 1-1. Holmes, Vandenberg batting 179 this year. The 1-1 pitch to him. Bounced in the dirt, fastball. Skip short into the plate, 2-1. Planchart shaken up again. He's taken a couple of balls in the dirt that have kicked up high on him. Couple of foul tips off the mask. He's adjusting the shin guards now and getting back into the crouch behind home plate. 2-1 the count with one away, bags empty. Marauders' lead is just one. Bidois' 2-1 pitch home. Fly ball, foul and out of play. Left field side for strike two. 2-2 the count now. Bidois a chance to pick up his third punch out through five batters faced. The Australian right-hander looking in for the signs from Planchy. Bidois comes set, he has him. Parapiece pitch on its way. Call the ball, just missing inside. Yordani De Los Santos at third lets out a shout. He thought that was strike three looking. Instead of full count now, Bidois is trying to avoid putting the tying run on for free here in the ninth inning. Full count, one away. Pitch home. Fouled off. We'll try it again. Bidois with a fresh baseball looking in, now coming together. Hands set around the shoulders of the 3-2. Grounded up the middle, tough play. Castillo laying out, can't make it. That trickles into center field, a one-out single to put the tying run on here in the bottom of the ninth with one out for the Hammerheads. Second hit of the game for Vandenberg. Brings up Jake DeLeo. He's 0-3. Last time up in the seventh inning, struck out looking. Facing Jaden Woods. Grounded out to second in the second inning. And back in the fourth, rolled into a 1-4-3 inning-ending double play. Twin kill would finish the game here. Bidois checks first, come set. First offering to DeLeo with one out. He takes. Fastball misses. A couple of inches below the bottom edge of the strike zone, 1-0. Bidois just got to dance with who brung him here. Throw strikes and let this talented defense work behind him. The 1-0. There's a fastball that nails the outer half. Splits the edge for strike one called. Bidois peeks over the shoulder at first. Conservative lead there for Vandenberg. The 1-1 fouled off the eye of the batter DeLeo in the box. It kicked high off a home plate. Struck him while still in the rectangle for strike two. One-two count with one away. Tying run at first. Winning run at the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bidois looking for a big out number two here. The 1-2 pitch on its way home to DeLeo. Weakley put into play third baseline. Planchart's going to let it roll foul before kicking it to make sure it didn't roll back fair. We'll do the 1-2 again. That would have easily been an infield single had it stayed on the chalk line. Slow walk back to the batter's box for DeLeo. 3,191, the RPM spin rate on that curveball from Bidois. That is miles above the major league average. Harder to do so with a minor league ball, too. Biddy checks first. The 1-2 again to DeLeo. Bounced in the dirt, but blocked by Planchart. Ball two, the runner stays put at first. 2-2 the count now. Fresh crop of baseballs handed off to the home plate umpire, Connor Crowell. Bidois set the 2-2 pitch with one away to DeLeo. Fouled off to the backstop, still hanging around. He earns himself a seventh offering in this at-bat. Bidois struggling to put away the five-hole hitter. Another 2-2 pitch with one out. Bidois checks first, come set. Right-hander fires. Breaking ball misses high, and the count full now at 3-2. Bradenton with the bullpen up and moving now. Right-handed action. Full count, one away. Bidois trying to avoid putting the winning run on base. The 3-2 home. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball. Blown by DeLeo for out number two. Marauders an out away from the win. Mark Coley, the last chance here for Jupiter. Two walks, a run scored, and a flyout. 0-for-1 in the game, but a good night for the OBP. Bidois trying to end this one right here and now. First pitch to Coley, fastball misses eye level, it's 1-0. Tying run at first, winning run in the box. Coley the 192 hitter. Bidois 1-0 pitch to him. High fly ball to right, foul territory. Couple men chasing, but that'll get way out of play. Chalk it up as strike number one. Ball and a strike with two down in the inning. Bidois checks first, comes set. The 1-1 pitch now. Coming home from Biddy. Fastball called a strike. Low and away, corner makes it 1-2. Coley down to the final strike in the game now. Bidois looking to finish it off in style. The 1-2. Call the ball. You've got to be kidding me. Marauders dugout was already hopping over the railing onto the field. Crowd, I think, a little stunned as well. The count 2-2 now. What a curve from Bidois. Still a chance to end it with this pitch. The 2-2, two away. A strike to claim it. Swing and a miss, strike three, Marauders win. For the first time in the series, we raise the Jolly Roger at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. 2-1 the final, going right down to the wire here tonight. No better way to finish it than with a sword K for Brandon Bidois, his fourth save of the season secured with the final out. We will take a look back at this one now. What a game it was. Weird and wacky is one way to describe it here tonight. The Marauders got one of their three hits in the game in the first inning, but three straight strikeouts ended that inning. In the top of the second, the Marauders were struck out to start the frame. It was five straight for Jacob Miller, who started the game off on the hill for the Hammerheads. A walk from Castillo and a line drive single from Jerez put men at first and second with two away before they pulled off a double steal to put a pair in scoring position. Giovanni Planchart hit a hard ground ball right at Vrondenberg, the first baseman. He went right between the legs with it. It scored a pair to put Bradenton up 2-0. Pitching was the story in this one all night long. Owen Kellington, the starter for Bradenton, goes five innings, giving up four hits, one walk, striking out one. No earned runs, did not have a man reach third base against him tonight. Got a couple of double plays to get him out of some spots in this contest and got the Marauders over the line. Kellington, the first time he has pitched more than four innings this year, he gets his first win as a professional tonight. In the seventh inning, a two-out single from Johnny Olmstead scored the first and only what would be run of the game for Jupiter to make it 2-1. In the eighth and ninth, Brandon Bidois for Bradenton struck out four of the seven men he faced, allowed a one-out single in the ninth, but really never looked in doubt of finishing this one off for the Marauders. Jaden Woods out of the bullpen also with a fine outing, two innings, striking out three and giving up an earned run for the Marauders. Pitching the story top to bottom here tonight, the two teams combining to put on a fine display of Florida State League pitching potential here tonight. Jacob Miller, the starter for Jupiter, did find himself not an earned run allowed for him. We'll go to the box score now and wrap this one up here tonight in Jupiter. First for the defeated Hammerheads. They finish one run on seven hits. They commit one error defensively, and it is chalked up to the whole reason they lost this one. The one error proves to be fatal here tonight for the Hammerheads. Jupiter finished the game leaving five men on base. For the Marauders, two runs on just three hits. They commit no errors. Bradenton finished the game leaving a total of eight men on here tonight. The win goes to Owen Kellington. He pitches five innings, no earned runs, striking out one. And for the first time in his career, he picks up a win as a pro. A great night for him as he traveled into the fifth inning for the first time ever. The loss, unfortunately, goes to the starter, Jacob Miller. I say unfortunately because he put on a heck of a show himself. Miller, four innings pitched, gave up two hits, two walks, striking out eight. The two runs against him, unearned. He falls to 1-4 with the record this season. Brandon Bidois gets the save, his fourth in four attempts this year for Bradenton. This one, a lickety-split contest, gets wrapped up in a final game time of just 2 hours and 17 minutes here tonight at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. With the Marauder win, they move to 30-20 in the second half, Jupiter to 25-25. With the Threshers up 5-0 in the eighth inning in Lakeland, if that result holds, we'll be back to two games outside of first place with 16 games to go in the regular season as we enter into tomorrow night's contest. A sound baseball game all around from both sides, to be fair to the Hammerheads as well. It just happened to be one missed grounder that makes the difference tonight. Bradenton pitching was lights out, and boy, did they need to be. Marauders out hit, but not outscored, and that's what matters most here on a Wednesday night in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bradenton and Jupiter back at it again tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch. Hunter Barco, the expected starter for the Marauders. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Marauders fans, you sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. The final once more here tonight, Bradenton 2, Jupiter 1. So long for now, and go Buccos here on the Marauder Radio Network.
Root, root, root for our home team. A new pirate generation, everybody shout.
Let's go, Bucs!
Where the pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the place, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fence and cracker jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back. Every side of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game.
was yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like lamented play. Listen to the game with my radio on. Clap along to the rhythm of a bubble song. To a bar full crowd with nobody out. Stop the beat, line drive, everybody shout. Root, root, root for our home team. A new pirate generation, everybody shout.
Let's go, Mark!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game.
Let's go,
Mark! True fruit for our home team. A new pirate generation. Everybody shout.
Let's go, Mark!
Every slide, there'll be Pittsburgh pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout.
Let's go, Mark!
Everybody shout.
Everybody shout.
Root, root, root for our home team. A new pirate generation. Everybody.